Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is a member of the Texas chapter of Moms Demand Gun Sense in America, who chooses not to be named. Welcome to Background Briefing.
Good evening.
And I understand it that you're with the Dallas chapter that was actually having its first meeting of the Texas chapter. You, in other words, you had formed this this group of concerned citizens in the Dallas area, and that you were having your first meeting at a restaurant, at a public restaurant in the outer suburbs. When what happened? Describe to our audience what happened.
Yes, that's correct. We were having our first DFW meeting, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, to drum up membership and let interested parties know what we're doing to work towards more common sense gun legislation in our state and across the United States. And when we arrived to the restaurant and were being seated by the employees, I noticed when I looked through the windows outside of the parking lot of the restaurant that there was a group of people, mostly men, or a few women, and some small children that had begun to congregate outside in the parking lot, which was noticeable in that area. It kind of stuck out because it's not normally a place where you see loitering. It's a kind of a retail and restaurant area with some kind of upscale shops. And also, too, I had already seen images of the open carry marches and what kind of already takes place, so I kind of already knew what I was looking at. And then when some of the people who had expressed interest in coming to the meeting didn't show, I kind of put two and two together and pretty much recognized what I saw happening outside.
And you don't want to give your name out because you live in this community, and you were sufficiently intimidated by this posse of heavily armed men and women with assault weapons, shotguns, and rifles.
That is correct.
That is so. To that extent, it worked. But let's just go back to the formation of the Dallas-Fort Worth chapter of the Texas chapter of Moms Demand Gun Sense in America. My understanding is that that organization basically has modeled itself on the Moms Against Drunk Driving, right? Isn't that... Mothers Against Drunk Driving? That's the general idea that you've modeled your organization on, since mothers intervened there and had an effect in terms of cutting down the unnecessary deaths, particularly of young people. I take it that's what's inspired you to form this organization.
Well, the organization was founded by Shannon Watts the day after the Newtown massacre, and different chapters have sprung up in different states all across the country. And those of us who are members of these chapters in our respective states and cities feel very strongly about making this country a safer place for our citizens to walk around, go out in public, and be in their homes. And we believe that there are some common sense steps that legislators can take to reduce gun violence and make us all safer. So, yes, sir.
So you're having your first meeting, and you were already a little nervous when you were looking out. And then, so what developed then as more of these people arrived? Were they brandishing their weapons when they first arrived? Because I've seen pictures of them standing as if they'd shot a bunch of deer, you know?
What happened was they congregated and greeted one another, and, you know, they were having, you know, it looked like maybe a cup of coffee, and a couple of them were having a smoke while they were just kind of waiting. And then when a good number of them got there, then I would say about 30 minutes into it, then they all strapped on their rifles. And so what they did was they pulled them out of their vehicles and then strapped them on their backs.
And then what did they do? Then sort of did they march around, or they just what?
Yes. They stood in the parking lot for a little while, kind of posturing, posing for pictures. Some of those pictures people have seen. And then they decided to go ahead and march down the street towards the football stadium that we have in Arlington, which is the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. And then they marched back up. And that is one of the things that they do. They they hold marches regularly. This open carry group is very, very active in the city of Arlington, and so this is not the first time that they've had one of these marches.
So this Open Carry Texas group that have these displays of gun-toting citizens, and they do it across the state, do the police intervene?
Well, the police are aware, and the police know that these groups are active, but what a lot of people are surprised to find out is that this is actually legal in Texas, and that you can openly carry a rifle because, you know, you can't conceal it, but this is not illegal, and so they are doing it to exercise that right openly in front of everyone.
So,
and they know, and the police cannot arrest them for openly carrying long guns. It's not illegal.
What about assault rifles? And because they were carrying AK-47s and M16s,
right,
or the AR-15 version.
Anything that is considered a long gun, I do believe, sir, just falls under that description, and they don't make a distinction, from what I understand, what type of rifle it is. It's just long guns.
So,
what you cannot openly carry is a handgun.
So you can't carry a handgun, but you can carry a long
openly
gun. But people don't do this, do they? I mean, you don't.
No.
So
no.
So what? I'm just trying to get an understanding of their strategy there. They just want to. Do they want everybody carrying guns like them? Is that what they're saying?
Their premise is that you need that they want to do this so citizens will get used to carrying them around, so they will feel comfortable with people carrying around rifles, because they believe if the American public becomes used to seeing this, then they won't be scared anymore. But, of course, most people in most areas through the entire state of Texas do not feel comfortable and are not used to seeing people carry, especially in your suburban areas like where we live, you do not see people carrying around rifles strapped to their backs. It's just not something that you see, and of course it is unsettling for people to see that when they're just out and about doing their daily things. Yeah.
Well, apparently this, and again, I'm speaking with a member of the Texas chapter of Moms Demand Gun Sense in America. She chooses not to be named, and she was at the first meeting of the Dallas-Fort Worth chapter of the Texas chapter of Moms Demand Gun Sense in America. They were literally forming their first chapter and having their first meeting at a public restaurant on the outskirts of Dallas, near the Dallas Cowboys football stadium. And it looks as though, I mean, it was hardly a coincidence. How did they know that you were having this meeting, the Open Carry Texas gun toters?
Well, we put out a post on our Facebook page, our Texas page, that we were going to have a meet up in DFW, and that if they were interested in coming and, you know, seeing how they could help or how they could be a part of things, to message us, and that we would send them the location. And so we did. People that were interested, I sent them the location, and that's how they found out. We later found out that some of the members of this open carry group pretended to be interested in Moms Demand Action, but actually we're just trying to find out the location to do a counter meeting or demonstration or to do their march. So
is this likely to have a chilling effect on, you're trying to form this organization in a country, I mean in a state that's fairly pro NRA. It's certainly a very conservative mm-hmm. state in terms of its politics.
Sure.
There's some talk that may change. I mean, I guess, you know, you're living in Ted Cruz land, right?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
So.
I think that even though Texas is seen as a conservative state and it is seen as a state that strongly, you know, protects its gun rights, Texans are also reasonable, and they want common sense gun legislation. And, you know, how each state sees that or how their legislators deal with that, of course, is a little bit different. But Texans want to be safe. They want to feel safe in their communities. And I believe that even in a state like Texas with the political landscape that they, you know, I think that overwhelmingly you could talk to the vast majority of Texans and they will tell you that they believe that, you know, that they want everybody to be safe and would agree to legislation to make that happen. Absolutely.
So you're trying to form your chapter there, and you're getting intimidated by these guys and gals showing up heavily armed with assault rifles, and they belong to this group called Open Carry Texas. And so just in closing, to get a sense of this Herculean task that you've taken on here, of trying to and as you've pointed out to us, your group was formed in after the Sandy Hook massacre, and it's based upon the Mothers Against Drunk Driving. So does this come down to, in terms of a national debate over so-called gun rights versus community safety, how do you think that your group of concerned mothers, and they're often referred to as soccer mums in the political parlance, do you think at the end of the day there'll be enough of you to counter the power and particularly the political influence of the NRA and these other gun rights groups like the Open Carry Texas group that harassed you or intimidated you?
Well, we've already made some progress. It was our group that got Starbucks to change its policy about allowing guns inside of its cafes. We have seen states adopt really good common sense gun legislation throughout the country. And I do believe that we are progressing towards that. Of course, you know, when these things happen, it reignites that debate, and it causes that national dialogue, which is so important, which has to happen. And is it going to happen all at once? No. But it's definitely something that we are working towards, and we believe it can happen with conversation and information and awareness and really working with our elected officials and getting our citizens aware of what's actually going on, you know, and what they can do to participate and to help.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today.
Sure, thank you.
And again, I've been speaking with a member of the Texas chapter, or the Dallas-Fort Worth chapter of the Texas chapter, of Moms Demand Gun Sense in America. She chose not to be named because in their first meeting, trying to form their chapter, a group of armed, heavily armed gun rights citizens showed up from Open Carry, Texas, and intimidated them on their first meeting. We're going to take a brief station break, and we'll be back joined in the studio by Catherine Kramer, the daughter of the filmmaker of the classic film On the Beach, and also Lily Tomlin will also be joining us in a moment.